Drop it. You're now listening to Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast, the show that brings you the small-town girl talk, encouragement, and humor from the perspective of a children's pastor who is also a DJ and a professional counselor who is also a former VFW queen. Here are your hosts of Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast, Candace and Natalie.
Welcome to our season finale. We are so pumped about you guys being introduced to our moms today.
That's right. You get to see the ladies that made us who we are today.
Absolutely.
Well, you don't see them. You hear them.
Yeah, you'll hear them. Maybe someday you'll see them.
Yeah. So we're excited to have our moms here today, and you're going to get to hear that interview here shortly, and that's great.
So funny. It was so fun. We laughed for a solid hour. So the song that we're going to talk about today is We're Taking It Back, because you know we love going back to the 90s, to Boys to Men.
Yes.
Song Mama.
You taught me everything. Everything you've given me, I'll always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side. That's sweet.
I love that. Yeah.
You know their mamas are like cry every time they
sing. I'm sure
it.
They do.
Could you imagine if our mamas. Boys sang that?
Oh, gosh. I know. I just hope they feel this way about me one day.
They will.
I will say there's a line in here, and then you'd come to me and say to me, I can face anything, you know, when I was afraid or something like that. And I would say, my mom always believed I could do anything. She still does.
Yeah.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Ain't no
valley low. Are we even singing that right? I'm not sure. Anyway, Mama, you know we love you. They've probably never heard this song.
If they did, they didn't know.
Mm-mm. They had no idea. So, loving you is like food to their soul, Boys to Men, but it's not like food to my soul, Mom. I love you, but I also love food. I do love you more.
I love my mom's food.
Me too.
Yeah.
She doesn't cook very often anymore.
My mom cooks every Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every Sunday. Did we talk about that on there?
Yeah, we did. Okay. So my mom, we were cleaning out her cabinets a while back. My sister and I'm not real sure why we were cleaning out her cabinets. I can't really remember. We were actually just being nosy. They were. We were being nosy. And we found spices that were from the 80s.
Really?
I'm going to need for you to throw this in the trash can.
Yeah. Brenda, I'm surprised you hung on to it that long.
Right.
Yeah, that's got to go.
It's got to go.
I'll throw it away.
We're still alive, though. Yeah. So, there's that.
That's true.
Today, we promised to slow down our speaking because our moms told us we were talking too fast.
And we already know that we have our country accent.
So true.
We'll slow it down a little bit for everyone.
Yeah.
So you can understand us.
You want to give us some biblical application for today, Rev Can?
Absolutely. This is my favorite verse. I love this. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I mean, how many times do we cling on to that verse, like every day?
Yes.
Hoping and praying, but I believe that that is so true, and I always share this with people. Or parents who are going through hard times, or they're just struggling. It's good just to be reminded and know that what you're doing, it really counts. It might not feel like it right now, but when you do train that child up and teach him the way that he should live and who he
or
should,
she
he yeah. or she should the ways that they should go, it'll never leave them. It'll come back to them.
Yeah. And you know, I will say from a counseling standpoint, I'm just going to interject here. I hope that's okay, Candace, is that, you know, you can train your child up in a negative way. And that's kind of scary
to think. Yeah, you can.
And they will also not depart from that.
Right.
So you want to train them up intentionally to love God and to love others.
Right.
And that's the kind of life that you don't want them to depart from.
That's right.
You know?
I tell my kids that all the time. I'm like, look, I'm telling you this to help you. I know it don't feel like it right now, and it seem like it, but I promise you I'm telling you this because I love you.
Right.
So I think that verse kind of applies to, I mean, it applies to obviously serving and believing in the Lord, but I think it just being a good person in general.
Yeah.
The things that they should do.
Right. Absolutely.
Proverbs 31, of course, we all know that that is great motherly advice.
It is.
As that scripture describes a virtuous woman.
Mm-hmm. But I love that verse, Candace, because even at the beginning of Proverbs 31, or those verses, she tells us, she sets the example by giving her kids advice. You know, she tells them, don't be ruined by vile people. Be careful who you're around. Don't drink too much. Speak up for the poor. Speak up for the needy. You know, judge righteously. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. And that's some things that we need to teach our children too.
Yeah, it is. I can't tell you how many. I mean, we're both very fortunate that we had moms that taught us a lot.
And absolutely.
We're great role models. But I'll say, my mama didn't do such and such, or my mama did this. I tell my boys that at least once a day.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool to see how we use that. I wonder if my kids will say that one day to their kids. They'll say, my mama always said this.
Yeah.
There's who no knows? Telling. That's
kind of
scary.
I know.
All right. Now you have some practical application or some counseling tips for us.
Yeah. And honestly, these are, you know, more just things that I appreciate looking back about my mom growing up, not just necessarily counseling tips, but some things like don't be friends with your kids while they live with you. Wait till they're grown. You know, you need to make sure you're the one who is teaching them everything they need to know about life, you and their dad, hopefully. But don't focus on being their friend. That's not your role at this time when you're raising them. You can do that later on. You know, I'm thankful for the friendship I have with my mom. Now, she'll still call me out even to this day. Oh, yeah. But I know her role and my role. And I've heard so many kids in counseling over the years say, I wish my mom would tell me no.
Oh, yeah. I've heard so many people say that.
It's crazy. Don't care what your kids think. Care what God thinks. Know that you're going to stand before Him one day and give an account as to how you mothered your children that He entrusted you with.
Yes, exactly.
You know, don't get caught up in their opinions. They're kids. They don't know.
Right.
I love this. Be easy as they get older. And what I mean by this is when they become adults and they have their own careers and lives and children and husbands, wives, whatever, be easy for them. Be there for them as they need you to be. Don't expect them to, you know, have you over all the time or call you every single day or, you know, don't get mad at them if they forget to invite you to a ball game.
Right.
But just love them for who they are and just say, hey, I'm here for you if you need me.
I think that's the best thing that a parent can do for an older child.
Sure.
It's just to be there.
Yeah.
Sometimes just knowing that.
Right.
What helps get you through your day, even if you don't talk to them. Just knowing that presence is there.
Absolutely. And I know that if I don't call them every day, my parents, they're not going to get upset. They don't have any expectations on me as an adult other than to be a good mom and a good wife and a Christ follower, you know? And I'm so thankful for that because it honestly makes me want to call them more. It makes me want to engage them in my life more. Because I don't feel that pressure as an adult.
Right, right.
Like there's somebody else to please in my life.
Exactly. Yeah.
One of the things, too, is I talk to them about everything. So many people tell me, Candace, I'm not ready to have that conversation about the birds and the bees with my kids. No one is ever ready to have that conversation.
Negative, no.
But you have to.
Yeah, you do.
You got to do a lot of things that are uncomfortable as a parent.
If they don't learn from you, they're going to learn somewhere.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. Or if you don't set them straight, they probably already know.
Sadly, but true. Yeah. And, you know, even I remember my mom, when I got my first job, set me down and put me on a budget. Teach your kid about finances. That's so important.
Right.
Teach them about everything. I also would say this is one of the things that I've done, and I actually watched my parents do this. They always were helping people in need, and partly because they didn't make a lot of money, but they managed their money wisely. But we adopted people everywhere. You know, neighbors were like family. Friends were like family. That they still have friends to this day that I remember growing up that were like family. You know, my godparents were my parents' best friends. And so now I try to do that. I adopt kids and family everywhere I go. I've said before, this person's my brother,
right?
Or this person's my sister. They're like, oh, I didn't know you had a brother. I'm like, well, he's not my blood brother. He's my brother in the Lord, you know?
Right.
But I look at him that way. Yeah. And I have God kids that I've adopted, you know, that are like in their teens and 20s, and I just love them to death. And God's really blessed me for having, you know, relationships with kids that might not be my own, or, you know, might not be in my own blood family right here, but they are through the Lord. And take advantage of loving on other people.
It's such a good thing to be in somebody else's life like that, too.
Absolutely. And I'm sure a lot of people look at you that way.
Appreciate it as much as we reap benefits from it, you know?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I mean, there's so many kids, though, that I do look at that I've taught or had for years, and I'll say, I love them like my own, and I do.
Yeah, you do.
I love them like they're my own kid.
So thankful for our moms, and we cannot wait for you to meet them through this podcast. We're so thankful that we can talk to them about things. They pray for us. You know, they encourage us.
That they were willing to come on our podcast.
Absolutely. So y'all enjoy this interview.
They're really funny.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoy it.
And share your stories about your moms.
Yeah, please.
We'd love to hear them.
I'm sure there's some great ones out there.
Absolutely.
All right. So today we got our moms here. We're interviewing Susie Whitley.
Susie. Hi, guys.
We're going to laugh at everything. And make him laugh harder.
Oh, she will.
And we got Brenda.
Brenda.
Hey, shout it out.
She said shout it out. Listen, she's already crying.
We need all the South Rowan people to that remember her as your guidance secretary.
That's true.
Tune in to this podcast. Y'all know how crazy she really is. Do you know how embarrassing it was to have her work there?
Was it embarrassing?
We could skip school, but if she saw us cutting through, we would get in trouble. Nobody else would tell on us because they thought we automatically had permission. Because we go to Gary's for lunch, you know? Mm-mm.
They let them go. I had to go over there and tell them not to let them go.
Most of the people were scared of her.
Oh.
She's scary.
And somebody called and told Mama that I skipped school at work, and I didn't. Remember?
Yes. And I called, and I think I got on you really bad for that.
I was at school.
Wow. Yeah.
You know how if you would leave, they would call, or if you didn't show up, they
would
call.
She would clean that phone.
And check.
Mm-hmm. And they called.
She was preparing for the Corrid. What was her name, the secretary?
It's Luther.
Luther.
Yeah.
She would clean that phone every time somebody talked on it. Remember?
Oh, that was smart, I
guess.
She had all the sick kids calling home.
True, true.
Mm-hmm.
We are so blessed to have our moms today, Susie and Brenda. They are a huge part of who we are.
That's right.
Yeah. How sweet. Yeah.
Even if they didn't pass out all of our Miss Merry Christmas pictures.
Just to set the record straight, I did buy Candace's pictures.
She did. I know that I said.
I was more prouder of those pictures.
That was me talking.
I'm so glad. My mom wasn't. She didn't even remember that she bought them.
You need to put them in the mail for Christmas this year.
I think Natalie hid them, though.
I did not.
That's the first time I remember seeing
them. You blocked it out and made up a story in your mind, but whatever.
I could have. Could have been one of those moments.
Probably. I called her the other day, said, hey, it's your middle daughter, the one you forgot. She said, who? And she's the middle child, too.
Yes. Anyway. Well, I had to go around introducing myself all the time to my own family.
Yeah. Did you?
Middle child here. I'm middle child.
Was you? Oh, there's three of us.
Are you all? That's right.
That's
all
awesome.
Y'all.
Yeah. Middle children, please like not me. I'm us oldest and give child. Us your stories.
You get forgotten all the time when you're the middle child.
Oh, yes.
All the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Even now.
Right.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Sadly.
No, we are thankful for our moms.
Yeah.
Today.
We wanted to see if they had any funny stories about us that they wanted to share. I know that you had to narrow it down.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And, it couldn't be too bad to share on here, but we wanted to see. Brenda, do you have your funny stories about Natalie?
It's only fair that we ask y'all to come on since we've told a few funny stories about y'all.
Yeah.
And probably we'll share more.
Yeah. I loved it. It was so good.
It is. It was very good. Very entertaining.
Well, that's what we're here for.
That's right. I know Mama's got a good one to start us off with that she's got.
Yes.
Start us off,
to start,
Susie.
I'm going to start when she was little, toddler, not a baby.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to start with a baby, but I'm going to start with a toddler. My husband loves holidays.
Aww.
Anytime. Yes. Christmas, Halloween, he just really gets into it. So he starts buying candy and sitting it out. Well, it was going to be Easter. I think Candace was about 2.5, 3, maybe. And he had those little, you know, those little eggs you buy, and they're all different colors.
They're like malted
eggs.
Yes.
They make your tongue change
colors. They're so good. Yes. Well, she had been eating them, you know, left and right. She loved those things. Well, she was out in the yard with her daddy one day. They were just out in the yard walking around. She comes running in the house, screaming to the top of her lungs. And I said, Candace, what in the world? What's wrong? And she was just going, at her mouth, holding her mouth, screaming. She had found a little rotten bird egg out there. Oh, it was so terrible. It stuck so bad.
You know how I gag, too.
We cleaned her mouth so much, but you could not get rid of the taste or the smell in her mouth. It was rotten.
Did you ever eat eggs after that?
Yeah,
I feel like that's God's
redemption.
I forgot about that.
We will never forget that story. Never. Your turn, Brenda.
Well, you got a kid story. I'm scared.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Megan was turning 2. It was her birthday party.
This is my younger sister.
Uh-huh. Well, Natalie was one. Everything entertains her, or she's so impressed with different things that sits around. So she was in our back bathroom. It was a towel rack.
Oh, gosh.
She decided that she would flop her hair over that towel rack and use it as a monkey bar.
And do a pull-up.
Yeah, and a pull-up. And when she did, sheetrock and all came out. And it was one time before everybody came over.
Yeah.
Turns out it was funny, but we were screaming. Oh,
it was not funny. My butt.
I bet she got in trouble.
Yes, she
got my butt beat. Are you kidding
probably
me?
Sounded like the house was tearing down.
Oh, yes. We went, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. It was awful. Yeah, I'm surprised I lived to see the next day.
That's like when we, me and Megan, well, we both have younger sisters named Megan. And we say it Megan.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's
this is Southern way.
Children, we got Megan. Yeah. It's not funny. Their houses look the same.
So funny.
And my sister were in my room dancing. And I had shelves that had my trophies on. We were in there dancing with the door closed.
Wow.
Next thing you know, I done fell and all them shelves of trophies come down on my head. Daddy coming there and whooped us both.
Yes.
That's remember, awesome. Remember Megan saying she had handprints?
She said we had handprints on our butt.
We said he can't touch
it. DSS.com.
It was when those shirts were popular that said you can't touch this at Myrtle Beach. Oh, we had a handprint on our butt.
That is awesome.
Very few spankings I got.
I got a lot.
No? I mean, we get...
Well...
If you whipped us with the fly swatter, and we would yell and say, Mama, we are not flies.
Mama just yelled at us a lot.
I was a yeller. But Mike, when he would go to, especially Natalie, went to whip her, before he touched her, she was screaming bloody murder. Mom, help me. He's killing me. And crying.
Dramatic.
Jessica would beg, Daddy, don't hurt her. I don't even remember spanking hurting, truthfully. Thank you, Dad, for not killing me. But, I was scared.
Like she would have been the innocent one.
Oh, mm-mm.
Thank you. No. Thank you, Susie.
And I didn't know till later, she told us with Megan, when we weren't home, with Megan was acting up, she put her on top of the dryer. Shut the closet doors and left her there until she would be quiet.
Oh. I mean, that's not a beauty. I didn't put her in the dryer. Y'all shouldn't have left us.
Can I tell one more?
Yeah, she writes. That's a church thing.
Can I tell
that's
one more?
I was telling Mom about that church
that's
thing.
That's funny. I'm doing that,
too. Raise my hand. But Candace was real active, dancing, baton twirling. I was so proud of all that. Just so proud. You know, I could watch my baby do that. I thought that was something special that
Mom
I never
made
got to do. So I wanted to make sure she got to do everything. And when she got to high school, well, she was already playing a flute. And really? She hated that flute.
I was
proud. And she only did it so she could do band front. I'm sure how many kids do that, just so you can make the band front, but you have to do your year or two of the marching. Well, we go to the game. Here comes the band on there. I'm just sitting up like a peacock. I'm so proud. My baby's on that field. Yes, and she looks like she's playing that flute. And it was the National Banner. The National
Star Spangled Banner, yeah.
Yeah, the National Anthem. It was beautiful. Somebody was playing.
Amanda.
And I remember I said, Candace, that just brought tears to my eyes. I am so proud. She said, I never played a note.
I'll never forget that.
You
I couldn't play one note.
Boy, could she twirl the baton. I was never so proud.
I can do my national anthem to the baton.
That's awesome.
You remember the baton.
Yeah. Mom, I have a funny story. I want to see if you remember this.
All right.
Do you remember during a political season when I think I was in the 10th grade, and I had made the comment to a group of people, maybe more than one person, that I was really tired of seeing this one lady's face on a political ad all the time because they were everywhere in a small town. Mm-hmm. And like one night, Mom don't remember nothing. One night, I had 25 signs in our front yard of that lady. Do you not remember that?
No.
And you called a bunch of guys down to the office. And they had turned the mailbox around too.
Did you steal them out of yards?
They did.
Somebody put them in her
yard. Them in the yard.
And Mom was like, "Y'all better get that yard cleaned up and get my mailbox turned around."
Don't be messing with Brenda's yard or our mailbox now.
Our yard was always being rolled.
Yeah.
That's what you do in a small town. You
toilet paper. I had a neighbor ask me one time. He said, "I don't know if they're friends or enemies of y'all's."
Yeah.
He said, "I don't know if I want to meet them."
Well, we try to keep our yard up.
I know. Yes.
But Natalie, you never had a curfew. And I always did.
Mom, yeah, middle all child. They did. Middle I'm child sorry forgot. They did.
Only when we were dating somebody she didn't like. That's it.
I'm surprised with your daddy a preacher.
I know. I always thought you would have a curfew. My daddy was waiting.
Oh, he would not go to bed till they were home. I felt sorry for him sometimes. Just give him 30 more minutes.
He was snoring.
Oh, mine were out. I mean, Mom had her Ambien and it was gone. Woo, we would have had to call 911. That's the gospel.
Yes. It wasn't like that in the Whitley house, was it, Candace?
No. Well, Daddy was gone, you know, to a different war, deployed here and there.
Yeah,
so Mama was tired.
He just sounds like he trusted you. I mean, we trusted them too, but he just could not go to bed until they were home.
Or just didn't think about it. I don't know.
But your dad was,
time we were with like church kids.
So.
He'd been in the military.
Yeah.
Nothing not different. Shocking.
Yeah, it didn't rock his world like that.
But, I mean, don't listen to this, my kids, because y'all probably will have a curfew.
Oh, yeah, mine will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of glad I did, because I'd be ready to go to bed.
Yeah. I know.
You know, that's right. I don't blame my mama now. I'd be going to bed, too.
It's more about being able to go to sleep, because I wouldn't want to stay up that late and wait on
Yeah.
No, and you couldn't talk on the phone late either. Remember that?
Yeah, we couldn't talk like that.
Yes. We had to take turns, too, because we didn't have cell phones and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
You had the big bag phone.
Remember the pagers?
I didn't even have one. We were poor.
They didn't even have TV, did you?
Barely.
For real?
We had three channels. We had a TV. It was like one of them big boxes with a piece of furniture, basically. And it had that big antenna outside. You know what I mean? And you had to like hold your mouth right to get barely a channel. Daddy would say, "Don't y'all watch them soap operas?" We didn't have anything else to watch. So we would just change the channel. So he didn't think that was what we were watching.
Y'all don't watch them soap operas.
Natalie had a little black and white TV in her closet.
Yeah, because Mama was a neat freak.
Oh,
was what?
Neat freak. You know, you can't be having that stuff.
Came to your house, we had to take our shoes off.
Well, I was scared.
Everybody's scared of Brenda.
Yeah, Beth Dishman said, "I never could sit on the bed either."
Well, I hope Beth is listening.
She told me one time if they left something in the floor, it might get gone.
It would. It's so true. I always say it. Natalie's house, if they left their stuff out, she would throw it away.
I never had that story.
I didn't know you, but I heard that story.
I would come home and clean up so everybody could come over here.
Yeah, Candace would clean the house.
Because they would be at work.
Oh, that's sweet.
I missed her so bad when she moved out.
I bet you did. Mom said, "Go."
She would clean. I would have my candle burning.
Oh, man.
But everybody so nice. Came over here, like people hung yeah. out, our friends, they would come watch TRL. And
I know.
They would come over here and jump on dance the trampoline and dance. And so just, yeah. They kind of, they sometimes. Just hung out here, which was good.
Oh, yeah. We would always have a group of girls over here.
I would go to sleep at night and Mama would be up talking.
To Amanda.
It would be later, and I would be asleep.
Honey, me and Amanda would be going strong.
They'd be talking about the Landis pageant or something. Dead asleep in my REM cycle.
And just to say, I was so proud of Amanda. It was just like my child.
We all agreed that.
We were so happy.
We're so proud of you, Amanda.
Yeah. We are. If you're listening right now, man.
She knows. Me and Megan, we were out in the parking lot. We were trying.
I love it. One of the most embarrassing things in my whole life happened when I was on a date one night. And we're not going to mention this person's name because he still lives in the area. But I came home. Are you going to ask about this, Candace? Okay. No. I don't want to forget. I came home and I don't know if you know this story, Susie.
I don't know if you know this one.
It's traumatic. I came home early. It was like 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Respectable time.
It's your current bedtime.
Exactly. And, you know, I come home and it just wasn't really a great date. Mm-hmm. I just was like, I'm good. I'm ready to go in. Mm-hmm. So I go in. I don't know where younger sister Megan was. I don't know where Jessica was. She might have been away at college or something. But the lights were off. Everything was quiet when I walked in the house. I walked to the back of the house and the door is shut in my parents' bedroom. It's fine. It's fine until I hear Kenny G. I cannot
love it.
Oh, I didn't even think they knew.
Brenda, you go.
I didn't even think y'all listened to secular music.
Come on, Kenny G. That's awesome.
Oh, no. I mean,
that's great.
He really could play that sax.
I am throwing up. I can't.
She wasn't supposed to be home that early, was she, Brenda?
God, I banged on the door and I was like, turn that down. And knowing they didn't have a radio in their room, they had to have stolen one of our cassette tape players. And who had a stash of Kenny G cassettes? I mean, I don't know. Look at her face. Traumatized. So I've had to seek therapy over it.
Is that why you chose your profession?
Yes. That's it. It's the reason. So now, randomly, people who just hear about Kenny G, whatever. He was in a Super Bowl commercial several years ago. A friend of mine sent me a picture of it during the Super Bowl. I hate all of y'all.
I'll never hear him again. That I don't think
she's going to play that sax.
Y'all, I can't even look at the saxophone. It's
like, oh, that's funny.
Oh,
that's
God. Funny. Oh. Yeah, they healthy. You want to tell them about that time we were moving some furniture?
Oh, gosh. I know that story.
This is it.
Oh, your daddy's going to kill you. I know Mike. He seems to be so shy too.
Oh, no.
He's so shy.
Natalie was going to take Mike's old desk. And I don't know where he was. He must have been working or something. But Donnie came up and Natalie and I were going to help Donnie try to move the desk out.
Yeah.
Well, when we did, Mike had already taken everything out.
So we thought.
And we were out the driveway, and when we went to pick it up, all of a sudden something falls out of it. Well, yeah. It was a book. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. It was a book. So Natalie said, what is this book?
It was a yellow book, and it didn't look like it had been read or anything like that.
Until she started flipping through it. It was highlighted all the way through.
Oh, my God.
And tell them what the name of it was.
Natalie. Sexual Healing. I had to go back into therapy at that point.
Just come out for the other, and then you have to go back in for that. Yes.
Wasn't it from like a Bible study or something?
Dad said, I hope he's listening. He probably ain't, but I hope that Preacher Parker is listening, because I need him to confirm this story, because he said, oh, that was a Bible study Preacher Parker did. Really? Get him, Preacher Parker. Sexual healing Bible study.
She said it was highlighted through and through.
Oh, Daddy took notes. I was really upset.
I believe him. I think it was from a Bible study. Yeah.
And we thought it was really funny, but he didn't.
Yeah, he was embarrassed.
Yeah,
I mean, it's okay to have a healthy marriage.
Yes.
That's important. I'm glad. I just don't want to hear about it with my parents.
I mean, y'all need to get stuff out before you give it away, because y'all gave away a bunch of money in a book one time, didn't you?
Dad did.
Oh,
remember that? He told that at church.
Oh, yeah.
When he preached.
I forgot that. Oh,
that's
bad. He
had been hiding $100 bills in an old Bible because he said Mama wouldn't look there.
Typical preacher's wife.
Natalie said, Mom, he hid them in the Bible because he knew you wouldn't open them.
Y'all pray for her. He's telling you about to sing.
Mama, now listen, Mama does read her daily bread devotion. Amen.
He had gave out Bibles. He was teaching a Sunday school class, and he had gave out different. He
Isn't
was talking on.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did.
It's just King James Version, different versions of the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay. So he gave the Bibles out, but then when he realized one of them had the money in it, he called that person up and said, "I need to see that Bible back."
That person said, "Thank you, Jesus."
He didn't tell them why. So Sunday they brought the Bible back. Well, he took the money out of it and gave it back to
him. I didn't know he got it back.
I have been distraught that I thought he lost that money all this time.
No, he got the money back.
Oh. The Lord gives and the Lord gives back.
I wouldn't have showed up.
Why's he wanting the Bible back?
So if somebody gives, here's the lesson in that. If somebody gives you a Bible, you better go ahead and start reading.
You better thumb back real fast. Yeah. Take it out.
And Brenda, you missed your chance. You should have looked through that Bible.
You could have been shopping.
That's right. I didn't
even know. Can I have Dad's Bibles when y'all die? I'd like to inherit those.
Let me look at our wheel again.
Don't tell him what you'll find, though.
I know. Yeah. You might better be careful what you find.
I know. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't want to.
Yes,
oh, I'm scared.
Oh.
Hope there's no dates or anything.
$1,600.
Good grief.
Gosh.
Somebody went on a cruise.
Wow.
I would have went after it, too.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So now we didn't have the money in the Bibles anymore.
Speaking of Bibles, what's your favorite life verse, Mama? Go ahead and tell us what you said earlier when we were practicing.
Jesus wept.
Amen. Susie's going to read ours. Amen.
Did you memorize that, Brenda?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She's crying her heart out now, so it goes right along with her. Mine is Jeremiah 29:11.
Amen.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil,
yes,
to give you an expected end. I love that.
Amen.
That's a good one, Mama.
That is a good one.
I love that.
I love it.
I think we've done pretty good, Brenda. They might laugh at us, but we've done pretty good. They raised pretty good daughters, didn't we?
Well, yeah, y'all did. Y'all were a lot alike.
I know. What was the most important thing, like, in raising us? To survive, I mean, I feel like, Mom.
Well, there was a time. I didn't know if I was going to survive or not, but we make it.
The Lord is surviving with my ship. Cast at sea.
That was Amanda's song, right?
It Miss was, yeah.
We wonder where she got that from.
We can't remember the words of mine. This is for Megan. Manama. That's for you, Megan, to interpret.
You don't remember the song you sang at Miss Miracle?
Operator. I was just kidding. Operator. Give me Jesus.
Forgot the words.
Give me Jesus.
On the line.
Whoa, operator. Yeah.
You should sing that at the Refuge.
I will. I will when nobody else is there.
My sister will rewind that 50 million times.
I will forget a word.
I'll forget a word too.
As long as you keep going, it's okay.
Speaking of, Mama's the queen, because she's the minister of music at our church.
She's awesome too.
Every time that she makes an announcement, we get a little nervous because we don't know what she's going to say.
What's she call Facebook?
Well, one time the preacher said, what's that social media thing? And they said, Mama yelled out, space page!
Megan said, Mama, that's not it.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure I did.
And you said my face, or Mama also said my face.
Yeah.
Making an announcement. She said, everybody come back tonight. We're going to have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
She worked in healthcare.
Blue Cross group. She said, you can tell I work in insurance. Y'all come back tonight. We're going to have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Free insurance.
In front of the whole church.
It's in the brain, you know, all day.
Me and Lady was in the floor.
On YouTube on top of
oh
that.
I know
yes. It's on YouTube.
I need that video.
I need a clip of that.
Oh my god.
You gotta have laughter like we've talked about.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
True.
Go ahead Ken.
No, you can go ahead.
What would be some advice you would give to young mothers today or like us?
That sounded like your interview question for Miss Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. World peace. You can't say that.
I wanted to use world peace.
That's typical answer. That's a lie. You didn't teach us that.
No, I didn't.
No, we didn't learn world peace.
We didn't study world peace.
We learned about our faith mostly.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We went to church now. We had y'all
we
in
were
church.
We were church.
Oh, yes.
Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night.
That's right.
Oh, VBS. Yes. Youth was a separate night too. It wasn't on no Wednesday night.
Right.
No.
Singing choir practice.
That's right.
Oh, they would practice singing, and we would have to stay. Mm-hmm. We would all stay in the nursery back there and play. Mm-hmm. It would be Saturday night, and that's what we would have to do.
Oh, here's one lesson Mom did tell me. This is really good advice to all y'all out here too. If your kid is in one of the ministries or like is being served, like they're in the nursery, they're in the preschool, she said, you better be serving in one of them areas if your kids are there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
She said, don't be having other people. You need to be in the rotation.
That's true.
You or your husband or somebody.
That's very good advice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is true.
It was true.
If everybody thought like that, we would never need people. There would always be somebody.
Yeah. You just got to do it. And we all serve too. Because they did it. They served all the time. Yeah. So we did. Mm-hmm. It's easy for us to do that.
I remember y'all staying at the lock-in one time with the safe.
And that's hard for me. I don't do good
stand-up. Mom would not do that.
Mom and Dad never volunteered for a youth event.
Old church.
Did you? Well, I was
with the GAs.
Was I even born?
We had a sleepover. Yes, you were little. I don't think you were a GA.
I wasn't even.
Now, I bring you some cupcakes, but I don't do well staying overnight. But I did.
But you did.
A time or two.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You'll be leading the youth choir or the
something
like that. Singing.
That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah. Y'all both.
I'll feed somebody now, Candace. Yeah. You know I'll feed somebody.
Yeah, well, I can't feed people, but my mama can.
I like to feed people.
They call me the Women's Widow Club because I cook for all the widows on Sunday.
That's sweet.
She's Paula Deen.
I love that.
Yeah, I invite a lot of the widows over here.
Yeah,
on
we've had all
I'm
kinds of people
to be
over.
A widow. Come over.
Yeah,
I love
over.
That.
Yeah. She cooks up the bomb on Sunday.
That's awesome.
I mean, this whole place is filled with food.
I love that.
Of course, we can't hear each other because the kids are so loud.
Well,
that's true. They're coming down some. Oh, when they were little, it was it could be a circus.
Mama got a red cup out and she would put it out. I mean, they had to stop. She put it in the middle of the table.
Mom, you started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That means
no talking
when the red cup was in
you
the middle.
You gotta eat.
It was so loud. You couldn't even. But the older they are now, though, some of them go in there, the boys. And, of course, McKinley's in here wanting to know what's going on. Her and Brayden are the nosy ones.
Yeah, they're nosy.
They want to know what's going on.
Xander's nosy. Nosy Nelly.
Mason's nosy, too.
Yeah. You remember how when we were little, we didn't stand there and listen to our mother's talk. You didn't do that. But now these kids, now they want to know what's going on. No, y'all didn't do that.
Sometimes my godparents would come over and they would play cards with my parents. Yeah. And we like to sit with them and talk to them somehow or watch them play cards.
Watch them.
Yeah.
But if adults were talking when we were little, we went out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also didn't ask our parents to play with us. Oh, my kids always asked me to play with me.
Yeah.
That was Maverick over here the other day. He would not play by himself. He said, you know, I don't have anybody to play with. Play by yourself. You know, he can't do it. Has to have somebody play with
me. I know. That's what we say that all the time. I mean, Daddy would play sports with us, but we would say we didn't go outside from morning to night and play with the kids like they think we should do.
No.
Yeah.
Me and my sister played together. We played Old Maid 8 hours a day.
So funny. We played Bank. We had one of those.
We played Bank.
Yes. Closets that would open up, and we would only open up one half, and Jessica was behind the service desk, and I was the teller.
Of course.
You had to have an Eddie machine.
And we'd get your old checks.
See, the make-believe. You didn't have the computer and how you
did. Yeah, these kids are missing out today.
TikTok.
I do remember one friend of ours, our twin girls. We love them. If y'all better be listening. Their dad would jump in the pool, and we would jump on him, and we would slide right off. He had so much baby oil on him. They know what I'm talking about, too.
It's been that way. Natalie will talk about anything. You're going to be your grandma so bad. How she said inappropriate stuff that would talk out loud.
Probably.
That's how my Ma Whitley did.
Yeah, I'll probably be like
very much so. And my mama's just like that.
She'll say anything. We're talking about anything.
You have to really be careful. She will say stuff.
I know.
Well, my mother gave Megan really an education young.
She taught us all about the birds and the bees. Thank God, because you didn't. That was
she didn't teach us.
Well. She should
have. She wanted to make sure her grandchildren knew.
Well, y'all did Bible study. She did teach us.
Oh, yeah. Mama Billy comes over here on Sunday, and she'll say something, and I'll just fall out because she will crack you up. You don't never know what's going to come out.
No, you don't.
And you can say anything in front of her. I mean, anything. Yeah. And she'll just... She won't even flinch. Not even nothing. It don't faze her. She'll just respond back with the funniest thing.
I love it.
I wish I could be more like that, though.
Oh, yes. And I'm sitting there. Ooh.
I bet you're embarrassed, you know.
Oh, we're different, on that part.
Yeah. I know also that they pray for us every day.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Always.
For my children, grandchildren.
That's
always.
A blessing to have parents that still pray for you every day.
Always.
One thing, too, mom always encourages me to get along with my sisters.
Oh, yeah.
And mama does that too. Because I know so many families that their siblings are against each other. And I might call mama and vent for 2 seconds, and then she'll say, okay, now go work it out with her.
Yeah,
she's always turning it right back, like, figure it out. She's your sister, blah, blah, blah. And we do. And I'm thankful for that. She doesn't.
That's good.
Taking sides or tried to come between or anything like that.
Yeah.
She's always encouraged.
I'm thankful
us to come
my
together.
Girls are close too. They are. Yeah. They're close. I mean, everybody's going to have a little, mix up every now and again, but they're close. They're like very the close. Beach.
It's a blessing. Yeah. Yeah. Jessica and I have a fight about once every 5 years.
She the oldest.
Yes. They kind of boss you around a little bit.
I want to see the next time they have a fight like that.
God, I might have cussed her out.
I'm sorry.
And Daddy said, "You ain't gonna use that language in my house." And I lost my mind. I did. And Lord, please forgive me.
I just sat there. I was afraid to speak.
Yeah.
But we got through it.
Mama's always told us since we were little to use your talents and your gifts to do what you. Whatever.
Yes.
Whatever your talent and your gift is, that's what you should use. Mm-hmm. And you'll be okay. Hard. Which that's true. I mean, it has been true for
us. She surprised me, though. Candace was like a tomboy when she was little. Megan was always quoting the Bible more. So I thought Megan. And she'd always ask questions on the way to dance, and she'd cry. She'd start talking about heaven, and she'd start crying. Remember? And Candace just seemed
quiet
and whatever. So I really thought Megan would be more in the ministry. So I was kind of taken aback when it was Candace, that really caught the love first. Megan serves, but not on the level yet that Candace, did. Mm-hmm. But they both served in the church for as long as I've been
here. She's good with kids. So she's always been good.
Yeah, she's good with little kids
and stuff. So
But
you've always told us to do that. Do what we're good at.
I thought you were going to be like a doctor or something.
Oh gosh,
I ain't that bad. A nurse. She started out in nursing.
Yeah,
and
how weak my stomach is. I can't do that.
Yeah, she didn't like that at all. And she didn't like the doctors. She was scared of the doctors.
I didn't like the medical field. That wasn't for me.
We love all the doctors that listen, though.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't think you're scared.
Mama's advice too is always have your earrings on. If you roll up to church or something, yeah, and you ain't got your earrings on.
You
better
have that makeup on too, Mama.
She'll say, where's your earrings?
Yeah. And you notice I don't have mine tonight.
I do have mine on. And if I don't wear mine in the day, like if I forget.
That's true. I do tell y'all that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Megan will say that too. She'll say, oh my God, I better get my earrings on.
I don't have my earrings. Look,
Mama will have lipstick on to go mow, but that's it.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks like Jane Fonda mowing. That's true. The sweatband.
Go, Brenda. Yeah, you're cool. Yeah,
sometimes she would also be mowing with the Jane Fonda outfit on when dates would come pick me up. And it was also embarrassing, but it's fine.
You go, girl.
Sometimes if she makes me mad, I'll tell her I'm going to bury her in her mowing outfit. If she doesn't straighten up.
And then she tells me she's going to pick out my nursing home.
Yeah, I mean.
Facial hair grow.
Yeah, because I. Sometimes I help.
Remember
her
how big women used to mow the yard in those short terry shirts and the
that's what Brenda does.
Brenda, you need a picture. We're gonna post that on our Instagram.
Oh no.
If you would call me.
Her mowing shirt is still Ain't Hogs Great. Some kind of Gary's barbecue from 1999 shirt, and it's got holes all in it. I mean,
it feels good, don't it, Brenda?
Was that a walk or something?
Ain't Hogs Walk from South Carolina.
Who names a walk? Yep. Ain't Hogs Great.
Anyway. Gosh.
China Grove.
Man. Did you graduate from South? Did you go to South Carolina?
I did.
Oh, I'm a Kannapolis girl.
Wow.
So you like that, don't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
77.
Wow. That's funny. Was you, Mom?
73.
Class of 73 and 77. Give us a shout out.
Share this on your Facebook pages.
That's right. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mom might have wore the appropriate attire to mow in, but she taught us how to dress, too. You can get down and dirty, and she played softball, but, boy, she knew how to dress nice, too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody got the best dressed award many years in school.
Everybody says Mama's dressed like Joyce Meyer.
She'll be dressed up. That's good. Yeah.
That is good.
Yes, it is.
Yes. We'll give a shout out to Virginia's in Kannapolis. That's Mama's favorite store.
Melanie Kazai.
Shout out to Melanie.
She is precious.
Yep.
See, y'all, these young kids think boutiques are new.
I got to go there. She keeps telling me I need to come up. We need to go up there.
She's awesome.
She is. Love her.
Yeah. One of the things that our moms both do is sing and Southern gospel. They raised us on some Southern gospel.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What's your favorite Southern gospel song? That's a hard one, probably.
Oh, not really. I love the Crab Family. Through the fire, honey.
Yeah.
Give me some Through the Fire.
My hands up. Made strong.
Yes. Yes.
He never promised.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Saw him so many times in concert. Still,
I had a picture made with Jason Crabb.
Yes, I love Jason Crabb.
That's amazing. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. That's some good worship.
They are good.
Right
yes,
there.
It is.
What about you, Brenda?
Can't Even Walk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Yes.
Amen. Y'all learned harmony. Grandma taught us all to sing. You sang with your sisters.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
We could literally be in anywhere that you would name, and Mama will be like, well, let's sing a song.
Right.
I love that.
I mean, in the car, we'll be at the house, and she'll be like, y'all come in here and sing something.
I love that.
I'll say, let's do three-part harmony.
Yeah, y'all sing. Mm-hmm. She'll say, Candace, start us off on so-and-so.
She does the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we miss her so bad because now she's at First Baptist, and we need an alto so bad.
We're all the altos.
Any altos out
where
there?
The altos, oh, where are you?
You're an alto, aren't you?
I know I am.
Mama's an alto.
High tenor.
Yeah, everybody says I sing like me and Mama sing the same.
Yeah. You have a much better voice than I do.
We have the same like tone.
Yeah. Mama's an alto.
Are you, Brenda?
Soprano. Well, you can sing it all. We all can.
Yeah. I can do alto, but I have to hear it. I've got to hear the keys.
Hearing's important in music.
My sister can't. She don't really sing alto, and I cannot sing soprano, so it was perfect.
Megan can hear alto,
but she's got a high voice. She can sing it.
Her voice is so high.
Yeah,
but in chorus in school, she sang alto. Now she's
it's good to sing
way up
parts.
There. I don't know how she switched, but she did.
Awesome.
All right, let's see who can name the song. This is hymn first.
Oh,
are you ready?
Cool. Yeah. I love hymns.
So I cherish
y'all's music.
Love it.
Look at
it.
Yes.
Till my
soul
rugged cross, lest I lay down.
favorite. I want it at my funeral.
Yes.
All right. Let's see who can name this song first, okay?
Okay. It is no secret.
No. It's not a hymn.
That's a good one.
That's close. It's not a hymn, though.
Oh, that's Patsy Cline. I follow Jesus. Yeah.
What?
I thought is it was
that?
Gospel.
Yeah. I know it's not a hymn, but.
I don't know. Sing it.
No, I'm hanging up.
She just hung up on
somebody's phone. I'm glad you got your phone with the cord. Mama does too. Brenda does too. It's the same one over there.
The follow with the cord. All right, what's this? What's this hymn?
What a friend!
What a friend I have in
Jesus. Yes, amen.
It'd be hard to get one we don't know, Brenda.
That's true.
We've been down the road a while.
Mama, come on.
Mama, she ain't
never heard it.
How would I know?
She's gonna know this song.
You don't know it.
I don't know it.
We just heard her saying, she was saying, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. We busted. And
she said they play that at the Blue Cross Blue Shield concert.
What's this one, Mama?
You already know what it is.
Either my headphones or my phone.
Silent talk, silent talk. Now watch me whip,
kill it.
Now watch me nay nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, watch me nay nay.
Now
watch me whip.
That's what they used to do our butt. Whip and nay nay.
Mama was in Walmart. Megan said, you're not going to believe what Mama was doing. They were in Walmart shopping, and Mama was going, no, watch me whip and watch me nay nay.
She was singing it like a child.
That was awesome. We're singing that all the time.
Yeah.
And she was saying, now watch me whip and watch me nay nay.
Choir, we going to have a new song.
That's before I knew it was a dance.
Now, I want Mama to hear this, though. This is.
Make me lose control.
This is Missy Elliott. But, Missy, Mama, we were playing at the beach.
What?
At the beach, me and Megan will say, man, we like that Missy Elliott song. Yeah. And Megan, Mama said, who's Missy Elliott? Does she go to Central?
No! She's a rapper!
No, but Jill Scott did.
Jill Scott did.
Jill's listening.
Jill Scott did go to Central.
Yes, she's a singer. We laugh. So we still roll.
That is fantastic. I'm going to say that from now on.
You know what else she said on my beach trip? I keep going. We were going in the dressing room to try on clothes. And Mama said, well, I forget. Was it Tara or somebody said, I don't want to go try nothing on. And Mama said, it's okay. We're all big. Dresses and JC panties. Mama said it's okay.
You're so
all
big and pretty.
You're so big and pretty. She said it's okay. We're all big and we.
Thank you for tuning in to Miss Congeniality and the Third Runner-Up Podcast. We hope that you were able to laugh and be encouraged by our small-town girl talk from the perspective of a children's pastor and a professional counselor.